That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles social room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, excuse me. With pizza and nachos available. Dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow their Facebook page or listen here on KQ&K, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock, and this Sunday's Progressive Blackout Bingo is if you get a blackout within 57 numbers or less, you will win $1,050. Who couldn't use $1,050? You could use $1,050.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a nice way to start the week.
It would, wouldn't?
Yeah.
You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks. And all profits from the lunch stand are given to the Auxiliary Charity Fund. Coming up on March 9th, the Norton Eagles will be putting on a dinner and a show, Abracadaver. Dinner will be prime rib dinner with side salad, baked potato, vegetable, and dessert starting at 6:30. The show will be Abracadaver starting at 7:30. Ticket prices for dinner only, $30. Theater only, $10. Dinner in the theater, $35. And then on Saturday, March 16th, the Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Easter Bunny will be doing visits from 10 to 12, and the lunch stand will be available. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles, people helping people.
Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by the Norton Correctional Facility. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 70 with a southwest wind around 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 34 with a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 80. On Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 43 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 68 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 33. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
Norton Correctional Facility is looking for hardworking, dependable employees that want to help transform lives. They have correction officers positions available starting with a wage of $20.13 an hour and the potential to earn an additional $6 an hour pay differential. That's $26.13 an hour on day one. They also offer excellent benefits and promotional opportunities. With over 31 departments, NCF has several other opportunities as well. If you want to find meaningful work with excellent pay and benefits, check out the website at ncfcareer.net. That's ncfcareer.net.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 60. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 58. On Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 58. And on Thursday, there's a 40% chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 56. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 33 degrees. The humidity is 85%. The wind speed is south at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.89, the dew point is 29 degrees, and the current wind chill is 24 degrees. It's 9:06, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Friday, March 1st party line. I am Natalie. Mandy's here. She'll be back in just a minute. First things first, let's go over the basketball game last night. The Blue Jays played against Lakin. They did not win the game, but what a game it was. We were leading at halftime, and it was an exciting game to listen to and to watch on Facebook Live. The Blue Jays did an awesome job. Boy, they fought that. They lost by 10 points, and they were in it all the way to the end. Very exciting. But they did not win the game, so the Blue Jays are done. But we have the girls tonight. The girls, the Lady Jays, will be playing tonight in Holcomb. They'll be playing against Holcomb, and that'll be starting at 7:30 tonight. You can listen to that game right here on KQ&K, AM and FM. You can also watch on Facebook Live on the Blue Jay Athletics page. It has to be on the Blue Jay Athletics page, again, because it is a sanctioned game with KSHSAA, and they are allowing the Blue Jay Athletics to broadcast the game on live. Because it's through the school, and because we have one of the students that helps with the commentary, that's Brexton Eisenhagen. And so we will still get to watch it. And even when you watch it on Facebook Live on the Blue Jay Athletics page, we still get to listen to Jeff Porter and Brexton Eisenhagen bringing us all the action. You guys did a great job last night. We loved your enthusiasm, and looking forward to listening to you again tonight. So the Lady Jays will be playing tonight at 7:30 in Holcomb, so you can listen on KQ&K, AM and FM, and you can watch on the Blue Jay Athletics Facebook Live page. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
You're back.
Barely.
I'm glad. It's always right before you go on the air, isn't it?
I know.
Every time. She just swallowed her,
I swallowed
her drink
wrong.
And, yeah.
And now I can't get my throat to work.
You're sounding better, though. You're breathing?
I'm breathing.
All right.
Yes.
Well, there we go. There's a start, because you weren't a minute ago.
I know.
So, but good morning. How are you this morning? Well, besides this, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. It's a good, nice morning, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, it's 33 out, and the wind chill is only 24, but the wind is not as bad as yesterday, thank goodness. And so it's supposed to be a really nice day today. It's supposed to be 70 today. And it's supposed to be like that pretty much for the whole weekend. We're going to have more wind, of course. We can count on that. And in saying that, I want to remind everybody how to be careful when we have this windy weather, because a fire can start just like that from a spark, from a discarded cigarette, from any kind of a fire source. A fire can start easily. You know, they've had those fires in Texas that are just devastating. They just got the fire out by North Platte. They've got it 100% contained now, and but that was a devastating fire. That was just started by a spark from a lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
So any little thing can start it. So be very careful when you're out and about, because even though the winds aren't quite as bad, they are going to be picking up this weekend again, and we are still dry. We've had a very dry winter. So be very, very careful and cautious, because we want everyone to be safe. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, I want to call and wish Lucas Bailey a happy 35th birthday tomorrow.
Lucas Bailey will be 35 tomorrow.
Yes.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, happy birthday to Lucas. So, yeah, just be really careful. Just the whole general rule, you know, we're in Kansas, it's dry, and it's windy. So, you know what you need to do. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Yes, I'd like to wish Joyce Brooks a happy birthday today.
Joyce Brooks.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, so we've covered basketball game tonight at 7:30 right here on KQ&K. We talked about being very careful with the weather. I think we're ready for our trivia. You ready?
I'm ready.
I think you might have a chance. So our trivia is being brought to you by our Norton Pizza Hut. We sure do thank them for sponsoring our trivia during our Party Line Monday through Friday. You can call them at 785-877-3359. You can place your order online, or better yet, download the Pizza Hut app. You'll have it wherever you are, and it's a free download. You can order right from that app, and like I said, it's free. You can also dine in at our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. And remember, if you're at home and you're sitting around the radio and you're listening to the Lady Jays play basketball tonight, you don't want to have to stop and cook and clean and all that. I don't blame you. I don't either. Call Pizza Hut. They deliver from open to close. If you've won our trivia in the last 30 days, you can't win again. You have to give someone else a chance to win. If you've won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K, you need to pick that up before 30 days from the day that you win, or it will expire. But keep in mind that once you pick it up, you do still have a week to use it. Be the first caller at 785-877-3378 with the correct answer. You'll be the winner of that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. Okay, so today is Dr. Seuss Day. Love Dr. Seuss. We all grew up on Dr. Seuss. I'm going to ask a question that has to do with Dr. Seuss. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
785-877-3378. Be that first person with the correct answer. You're going to get that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. How many stripes are on the Cat in the Hat's hat? How many stripes, your clothes, how many stripes are on the Cat in the Hat's hat? You're not so close. Yes, ma'am. How many stripes are on the Cat in the Hat's hat? Pretty simple question. Be the first caller with the correct answer. 785-877-3378. No fig. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line. Are you calling with an answer to the trivia?
Yes.
And what is your answer?
Five.
That's right. Five is the correct answer. And who is this?
Melissa Kahn.
Melissa. And you got that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Melissa, congratulations. You just won yourself a one-topping personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut. And you can pick your certificate up here at the station.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, a reminder to everybody, if you are trying to call us and you don't get through, just please call right back because we won't have time to check messages. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Hey.
Good morning. Are you calling with an answer to trivia?
Yes, I am.
We already got our correct answer. Thank you. All right. Kind of thought so when he hesitated. So, five was the correct answer. The Cat in the Hat is the officially licensed hat. The Cat in the Hat hat is the officially licensed hat for the Cat in the Hat storybook by Theodore Geisel, better known as Dr. Seuss. It's a tall stovepipe hat with a white brim, three red stripes against two white stripes, and it always seems to be curved one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that until that said that, and I was like, yeah, in my head I could see it's always curved. But Melissa, she knew that right away and got her a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. All right. Hey, we're going to go to our open market report, and that's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Now, it's a slow start to the country this morning following the last 2 days of light to moderate business. Current asking prices are around 184 plus in the south and 292 plus in the north. While trade volume totals look decent enough, some cleanup is not out of the question today. So far this week, Southern Live deals have been marked at mostly 183, steady with last week's weighted averages. Northern Dress sales have been mostly 290, $2 lower than last week's weighted average basis Nebraska. Beef cutouts are expected to be higher with light to moderate box movement. Taking a look now over at the Mercantile, the February contract for live cattle closed down by 65 cents at 184, April live cattle up 125 at 186.60. June live cattle up $1.12 at 182.37. March feeder cattle up $2.07 at 251.17. April up $2.25 at 255.95. April lean hogs down 37 cents at 86.20. May down up by a nickel at 90.77. At the Board of Trade, March corn down 2 1/4 at 413.5. May down 3.5 at 426. March beans up 6 3/4 at 1136. May up by 4 cents at 1144.5. March Kansas City wheat down 11 1/4 at 591.5. May down 14.5 at 572 3/4. March Chicago wheat down 9 1/4 at 568 1/4. May down 12 1/4 at 564. Taking a look now over to crude oil futures, followed by some Wall Street trade. Crude oil up by $1.48. Gold up by $5.30. At Wall Street, the Dow Index down 64.74. NASDAQ up 36.59. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. Fake sneakers, fake cosmetics, and even fake pills. Crooks are selling counterfeit versions of just about everything. Last year, billions of dollars worth of counterfeit products were sold in the U.S. Sure, it may seem like saving a few bucks on the things you want isn't a big deal, but counterfeits are usually made in unsafe conditions, potentially using hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you've paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals and may support child labor, drugs, and even gangs. Smells like big crime to me. So if you still think buying fake products is harmless, think again. And remember, if you don't know where the products came from, how could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime Prevention Council.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hayes. You can call them toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Friday, March 1st already. Party line, I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
All right, I'm ready to get to it. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, first things first, we want to remind everybody that we're waiting on phone calls for birthdays. If you know anyone that's having a birthday today, tomorrow, or Sunday, please give us a call at 785-877-3378, and we'll get that person on the birthday list. And at the end of the show today, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call, because at the end of the show today, we're going to draw for one of those anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate to Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Stop in at Garden Gate, etc. today, see all the wonderful items they have, check out those beautiful house plants, buy yourself a little something, and, you know, it's a great place to go if you want to find the perfect gift. Garden Gate, etc., right here in Norton on Highway 36. And Click Your Heels Travel, call them today, 785-871-4109. And remember, at Click Your Heels Travel, it doesn't matter if you want to travel just across the state, across the United States, or out of the country. Click Your Heels Travel has you covered. Call them today at 785-871-4109. And if you have anything to buy, sell, trade, give away, if you've lost anything, found anything, or you're in search of anything, give us a call, 785-877-3378. We want to thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, J&R Liquor, the Norton American Legion, and J&R Critter Swap. They're back. We want to thank all of our sponsors for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you that we get to be here. And we do have one reminder this morning. Mandy announced it yesterday. I've been talking about it in my news. As of yesterday, the Norton County Board of Commissioners has declared a burn ban, which is understandable. That burn ban started yesterday. It will continue until they give notice that it is not in effect anymore. So any outdoor burning, campfires, warming fires, anything like that is banned for right now. Just keep paying attention to the commissioners and to KQ&K. We'll let you know the status of that as it goes along. But for right now, there is a burn ban until further notice for Norton County. Makes sense.
Yes, it does. Better to be safe than sorry.
Yes, ma'am. I agree 100%. Okay, that's my only reminder. Are you ready to get started?
I am ready.
All right, I'm going to let you go first.
Okay, I'm taking care of a little bit of business here. All right. TNC Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today and over the weekend. Today's lunch buffet is barbecue pork ribs served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. Tonight is the Mexican buffet or cod for this evening's special. For tomorrow, Saturday's lunch buffet, you can enjoy sloppy joes and macaroni and cheese served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. And tomorrow night is prime rib or surf and turf for the evening special. And Sunday is fried chicken, fish, and chicken casserole served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. Sunday's lunch buffets come with salad bar and dessert. All other lunch buffets Monday through Saturday come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. So another brief recap of the specials the next 3 days. Today, lunch, barbecue pork ribs. Tonight, Mexican buffet or cod. Saturday's lunch is sloppy joes and macaroni and cheese, and Saturday night is prime rib or surf and turf, and Sunday's lunch buffet is fried chicken, fish, chicken casserole. Remember, if you're not able to dine in, you can always call and have your order made to go. That number is 785-877-3511. And You can always check out their dessert case. I don't know if they still have any. It is Friday. But this week's state featured pie was from Florida, and it was the key lime pie. So see if they still have that. But if they don't, I'm sure they have plenty of pies in the case to choose from, because they are so yummy.
I love that pie case. It catches my eye the minute I walk through that door. Yummy. All right, I'm going to talk about the Norton American Legion and remind everybody that the Norton American Legion Club Room is open every Friday at 4:30, where you can enjoy snacks and some great company. You can also reserve that club room for things like banquets and receptions, parties, reunions, and meetings. Just call Gary at 785-871-0509 to find out what you need to do to reserve that club room and for the availability. Remember, at the Norton American Legion, members and guests are always welcome. And once again, you can stop in tonight at 4:30, enjoy some snacks and great company at the Norton American Legion. Call Gary at 785-871-0509 for information.
I am so happy to make this announcement. J&R Critter Swap is starting up again for the season. If you're not familiar with J&R Critter Swap, this is an opportunity for those of you that have critters. And when I mean critters, I mean anything animal related. It can be actual animals. It can be, I know in the past they have had someone with goat's milk soap available, so on and so forth. I'll tell you more in just a minute.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I want to... doing a birthday.
Okay.
I want to wish Emma Billings a happy birthday on Sunday.
Emma Billings on Sunday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We were talking about J&R Critter Swap. It is anything related to animals. You know, I see it all the time, all over Facebook. People that have puppies or kittens, chickens, roosters. I've seen goats needing to be rehomed or find a home for. I've seen chameleons or iguanas. You know, anything animal related, if you are interested or have something that you are needed to find a home for or you're trying to sell, you're welcome to the March J&R Critter Swap. It's going to be taking place Sunday, March 10th. So I'm giving you plenty of time to get ready and get your information to them at J&R Critter Swap so that they can advertise for you. We want to let people know what's going to be there on March 10th. It's going to be at noon at the Norton Sports Center. They're doing it a little later because the mornings are still a little crisp. And so Sunday, March 10th at noon at Norton Sports Center, J&R Critter Swap is back for the month of March. If you are wanting to have, if you are wanting to have your critters at the swap and you want us to talk about them, let people know that they're going to be there, you can contact them at 785-202-0738 and they will get me the information. But if you're looking for a critter, be sure to listen and see what's going to be there. Look at the J&R Critter Swap Facebook page. They have information on there. And show up on Sunday, March 10th at noon at Norton Sports Center and see what you could take home that day.
I'm glad they're back, too.
I know.
I love going on their Facebook page.
Yes. Well, I know, like, in the past, they've had dogs and kittens and chickens and roosters, special kinds of chickens. They've had fresh egg vendors there. They have had the milk goat, goat milk soaps there. They've had horses. I believe they've had a horse or two. So literally anything animal related, give them a call and get involved in the startup again of J&R Critter Swap.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to talk about the Norton Chamber of Commerce. A few things I want you to know. So first things is the banquet will be taking place this weekend. Now, they have sold out of banquet tickets. However, they are offering tickets that don't include supper. They're $30 a piece, and you can contact Donna directly on her cell phone at 785-769-3359 if you have any questions or if you want to purchase a ticket for the entertainment only. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Good morning, beautiful lady.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you? How's my Hadley and computer?
Everybody is doing really good.
Okay. Happy birthday to Leslie Sonnenfeld today.
Okay.
And And good luck to Lady J tonight at Holcomb.
All right.
And we're going to meet them. I can tell you we're going to meet them tonight.
I got a good feeling, too, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
So, Hadley and Peter, I said hello.
We'll do that. They count on that. We'll tell them. We do every day. We promise.
Okay. Especially my hat.
I know. You got a soft spot. I know. I'll tell them.
Yes. And also your sister. Your friend's sister.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you so much, Jean. Hey, you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we were talking about the chamber. So if you want to go and watch the Dueling Pianos, they don't have any supper tickets available yet, but you can still go and watch the Dueling Pianos. Those tickets are $30 a piece. You can contact Donna directly at 785-769-3359. Also want to let you know that the Hometown Hero flags today is the cutoff for getting those in. These flags will be displayed on certain holidays or during special events downtown. They're personalized flags for local veterans. They'll have their photo, their name, rank, and branch on the flag. They're $100 each, and forms do need to be filled out at the chamber office, and they also need a picture, which can be a regular picture or a digital picture, but it must be bigger than 5x7. Now, this is first round of flags. They only have 40 spots available, so if they are full when you get a hold of Donna, you can talk to her about maybe getting signed up for the next round. The project hopes to expand to an additional 40 flags. It's been today is the cutoff date, today, Friday, March 1st, to ensure that the flags will be flown as soon as possible, at the soonest possible holiday. Again, if you have any questions, you can call the chamber office at 785-877-2501, or you can just stop by the chamber office and visit with Donna about this or any chamber or travel and tourism needs. Do want to remind you one more time that if you have chamber bucks, they do have an expiration date on them. Check them out. If you just have them sitting around, look at them and check out those expiration dates. You want to get those used before they expire. Any questions, call the chamber, 785-877-2501. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Hi, I'd like to wish Leslie Fonestill happy birthday today.
Miss Leslie Fonestill having a birthday today. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Hey, Mandy, before you start, do we have anniversaries this week?
We do have an anniversary.
Okay.
I think you had one when I was gone on Tuesday. Yep, there's one from Tuesday. And one from Monday.
And I wrote them down.
And you wrote them down.
All right. Sorry.
But that's okay. That's why we write things down.
That's
because
right.
Someone could call at 10:15 this morning and ask who won the cookie this morning. And I would have to look it up.
We have to watch the video if we write it down. We've done that.
We've done that too.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Thank you. Good morning. I'd like to wish my grandson, Luke Bailey, a happy birthday for tomorrow.
Mr. Luke Bailey has a birthday tomorrow. All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Luke.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Am excited. Natalie came up with this month's theme, and I was like, really? But when I got to looking, there's actually a lot of them. Anyway, if you're looking for the coldest drinks in town, look no further than J&R Liquor in Norton. They keep their walk-in cooler fully stocked with all your favorites, including Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, Mike's Hard Lemonade, specialty drinks, seltzers, and more, all ice cold and ready to go. Don't forget to go in and get your favorite Irish drinks to celebrate St. Patrick's Day coming up on March 17th. And bring out your inner Irish. Just go get some drinks from J&R Liquor.
And you'll be talking like me.
And you'll be. Don't forget while you're there to get your Kansas Lottery tickets. And you could be a winner with J&R Liquor. They're located at 112 North 1st Avenue in downtown Norton. It is Friday. And it is the first day of a new month. And so our Favorite Flavor Friday recipe is featuring a new theme for the month. And like I said, Natalie came up with this month's theme. And our theme for the month of March for Friday, Favorite Flavor Friday recipes, is cocktails featuring flowers. So cocktails featuring flowers.
Because it's going to be spring.
Exactly. And so what better way to celebrate spring than to drink a cocktail that features a flower? And so today's flower cocktail recipe is called a violet, and I wish you could see through the radio the pictures of these cocktails, because I found a website that had all of the recipes that I'm going to be using this month, and they are absolutely gorgeous in presentation. And I might put the actual website on the Facebook page just so you can go and look at it, because they are beautiful. But today's recipe is a violet Tide cocktail, and this is for one drink. You need one egg white beaten, 1 3/4 ounce gin, 3/4 ounce lime juice, 1/2 ounce of cream de violette, and 1/2 ounce of maraschino liqueur. And you can have an optional garnish of dried corn flowers, which is, and when you look at the picture on this one, is what is in there, a lime peel, violet, or other edible flower. So the instructions for a violet Tide cocktail is add all the ingredients to a shaker and dry shake, which means no ice. Then add ice to the shaker and shake again until it's nice and really, really cold. You'll know when you're there, because you don't think you'll ever feel anything in your fingertips again. Strain, and that's the funny part of this website too. Strain into a glass and garnish if you like, and enjoy. So again, you need one egg white beaten, 1 3/4 ounces of gin, 3/4 ounce lime juice, 1/2 ounce of cream de violette, and 1/2 ounce of maraschino liqueur for a violet Tide cocktail.
I can't wait to see it. So if you can't share it, maybe you can at least you'll do a screenshot of the drink and put it on there so we can see what it looks like. Because I can't wait to see what it looks like. I bet it's pretty awesome.
I think I sent it to... Maybe I didn't. I was in the process of it.
Well, you can show me. And it sounds good, though. It sounds really good.
Yes. And like I said, if it doesn't taste good, it sure looks good.
That's right. It's all presentation. You found a whole page full of drinks.
I found a whole page full of cocktails featuring flowers.
Isn't that amazing?
With recipes. Yes.
Awesome. All right. I'm done. Are you done?
I'm done.
It's time for a little history. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Call them today at 785-877-5181 or stop out and visit Kansas Land Tire, our local Goodyear dealer. They're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position
Thank
open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Kudos to the Norton Blue Jay basketball squad on the boys' side. They played an excellent basketball game. It's just too bad Lake and it does not fall into the same class.
Yeah, they did an excellent job. They had an excellent season. They should be so proud.
But they are beat up. You don't play basketball and get beat up. Touch. Mm-hmm. One guy got slapped on the head.
Yeah, they missed a lot of calls. I was watching and listening to Jeff and Brexton. They were saying they missed a lot of fouls against us, so.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was restful from Holcomb or Lake, and they're on the take.
Oh, Dad, or let's just give them the benefit of the doubt and say they had blurry eyes.
Yeah, they need my glasses.
There you go. All right, well, thank you for the call to congratulate the Blue Jays.
Yes.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yep, you too.
All right.
All right. On this day, March 1st, 1781, in America, the Continental Congress adopted the Articles of Confederation. In 1803, Ohio became the 17th U.S. state. 1867, Nebraska became the 37th U.S. state. In 1869, postage stamps with scenes were issued for the first time. 1872, the U.S. Congress authorized the creation of Yellowstone National Park. It was the world's first national park. In 1912, Captain Albert Berry made the first parachute jump from a moving airplane. In 1932, the 22-month-old son of Charles and Ann Lindbergh was kidnapped. In 1937, U.S. Steel raised workers' wages to $5 a day. In 1937, in Connecticut, the first permanent automobile license plates were issued. In 1941, Duffy's Tavern debuted on CBS Radio. In 1954, the United States announced that it had conducted a hydrogen bomb test on the Bikini Atoll in Pacific Ocean. It was the first U.S. test of a dry fuel hydrogen bomb under Operation Castle. In 1954, five U.S. congressmen were wounded when four Puerto Rican nationalists opened fire from the gallery of the U.S. House of Representatives. In 1961, the Peace Corps was established by U.S. President Kennedy. In 1971, a bomb exploded in a restroom in the Senate wing of the U.S. Capitol. There were no injuries. A U.S. group protesting the Vietnam War claimed responsibility. You would think after the one in 1954, they would have upped the presence of security. In 1987, S&H Green Stamps. What are S&H Green Stamps?
You used to get them when you'd buy certain things and you'd save them. You put them in like these little, they give you these little books and you'd put the stamps on them and fill up a page and then you could trade them in for different things.
Oh.
They'd come up with a catalog that you could buy stuff out of.
Yeah. So in 1987, S&H Green Stamps became S&H Green Seals. The stamps were introduced 90 years earlier.
I can remember Nadine and I sitting there, my mom would hand us the stamps and tell us to start filling up the books, and we'd put all those, you had to lick them.
Ugh.
Yeah, that was back in the day. Yeah.
In 1993, the U.S. government announced that the number of food stamp recipients had reached a record number of 26.6 million. In 1995, Yahoo was incorporated. 1999, Bertrand Picard and Brian Jones began their attempt to circumnavigate the Earth in a hot air balloon nonstop. They succeeded on March 20, 1999. In 2003, in New York, a $250,000 Salvador Dali sketch was stolen from a display case in the lobby at Rikers Island Jail. Why do they have such an expensive piece of art in a jail?
You learn your lesson, right?
On June 17th, 2003, it was announced that four corrections officers had surrendered and pled innocent in connection to the theft. The mixed media composition was a sketch of the crucifixion. And finally, on this day, March 1st, 2003, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was captured by CIA and Pakistani agents near Islamabad. Bad. He was the suspected mastermind behind the terrorist attacks on the United States on September 11, 2001.
When you said yuck about sticking the things, first of all, we loved it. Second of all, my mom, of course, why did you think she had us do it? And she always made it sound like such a great game thing to do. So, yeah.
Well, as long as you make it a game, I guess.
Yeah. 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 Everything was fun back then, right? Today is March 1st. It's National Minnesota Day.
Minnesota.
It's National Dress in Blue Day. National Dress in Blue Day on the first Friday in March encourages everyone to learn about the causes of colon cancer and raise awareness by wearing blue. We really didn't know that today was Blue Day, but because we're rooting for the Lady Jays, we both had blue on today.
Yes,
so it worked out pretty good. It is Global Day of Unplugging. That's just too hard.
It is.
Because too much of my life goes, I mean, everything I do around here is plugged in. And it's also National Read Across America Day. It's Dr. Seuss Day. In music, in 1941, the first FM radio station opened in Nashville, Tennessee. In 1957, the Everly Brothers signed with Cadence Records and then recorded Bye Bye Love. In 1968... greatest love story ever told, Johnny Cash and June Carter were married. In 1969, Jim Morrison with The Doors was arrested and officially charged with lewd and lascivious behavior, indecent behavior, open profanity, and public drunkenness in Miami. Morrison was later sentenced, and he died while the sentence was under appeal. In 1973, Pink Floyd released Dark Side of the Moon. In 1982, Jimmy Page's first solo LP was released, and it was the soundtrack to Death Wish 2. And in 1991, The Doors movie debuted. Val Kilmer played the role of Jim Morrison. In sports, in 1941, Elmer Layden was named the first commissioner of the NFL. In 1949, Joe Louis announced that he was retiring from boxing as world heavyweight boxing champion. In 1969, Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball. And in 1993, the expansion NHL team owned by Disney was named the Mighty Ducks. I thought it was just in a movie. I didn't know it was a real team. Happy birthday today to Javier Bardem, born in 1969, the really, really bad guy in No Country for Old Men. Harry Belafonte was born on this date in 1927, the Calypso crooner who sang the Banana Boat song, Deo. Justin Bieber was born on this date in 1994. He was the he still is, I guess. I guess he still does music pop star who sang One Time and First Dance. And Ron Howard was born on this date in 1954, the movie director who was Opie on The Andy Griffith Show. I have one person that died on this date. It was Edwin Land, died in 1991, the inventor of the Polaroid camera.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today or over the weekend. Celebrating birthdays today, Friday, March 1st, Jason McKenna, Emma Collins, Kevin Carlin, Brandon Vassura, and Leslie Fonenstil. Celebrating birthdays tomorrow, Saturday, March 2nd, we have Verland Olive, Lucas Bailey, and Hayden Rice. And celebrating birthday on Sunday, March 3rd, we have Emma Rose Billings.
And how many do we have called in?
We have four called in.
Shake her up there.
And number one is Emma Billings.
Happy birthday, Emma. Guess what? You just won a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
And we had two anniversaries called in for the week.
All right. I'm going to pick number one.
And that is Eden and Andrew Davis.
Eden and Andrew, congratulations. Happy anniversary. You just won a gift certificate from Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel.
Recapping our phone calls, we have good luck going out to the Lady Blue Jays from your biggest fan in Colorado. We have a kudos going out to the boys Blue Jay basketball team from a fan here. And happy birthday going out to Lucas Bailey, who will be 35 on Saturday, Joyce Brooks, Emma Billings, and Leslie Fonenstil.
We want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank the Norton Chamber of Commerce, TNC Kitchen, J&R Liquor, the Norton American Legion, and J&R Critter Swap. All sponsors of our show today, we sure do appreciate that sponsorship. It's all because of you that we get to be here. Don't forget, 7:30 tonight, you get to watch the Lady Jays play against Holcomb in Holcomb for their second round of their sub-state bracket. You can listen to all that great action right here on KQ&K AM and FM. You can also watch live on the Blue Jay Athletics Facebook page. And again, we want to remind you, listen to the news, it'll be on there, but we want to remind everybody that as of yesterday, Thursday, February 29th, Norton County has declared a burn ban. That burn ban is in effect until further notice. No burning of leaves or trash, no campfires or warming fires, because it just takes a small spark to get a fire started. So be very cautious and know that there is a burn ban. There are fines, monetary and possible jail time if you break those that burn ban. So please just adhere to the burn ban. They will let everybody know when it will be lifted.
Okay. On that note, I am going to put a plea out for this evening. It's been brought to my attention. Brexton, our student that helps Jeff with our play-by-play of the basketball games, normally rides the bus with the team. And so he'll ride the bus with the girls to Holcomb tonight. There has been made plans that if the girls win tonight, that the basketball team will be staying in the area in a hotel and not be coming back tonight. That is, that is for the team only. It that is not does not include Brexton. And so I am looking for someone that may be traveling to Holcomb tonight and will be coming home tonight to see if we can find an extra seat that will be coming back to Norton that Brexton would be able to use if the girls win so that he can come back this evening since he is not going to be staying in as a lone male student with the girls basketball team. So I am looking for someone going to Holcomb tonight that would have an extra seat in case the girls hopefully win this evening that would be able to bring Brexton home to Norton so that he can still go tonight. If I'm not able to find alternate way for him to get home tonight, he may not be able to travel and help with the broadcast this evening. Which would pose another problem with our Facebook Live coverage.
Yeah. So call the station, 785-877-3378, or you can message me.
Or you can message me on Facebook and see what we can come up with. We'd really like to be able to send Brexton that way and to be able to have the color commentating with Jeff as well as the Facebook Live coverage. And so if you can help make that happen, just send me a message or give us a call.
785-877-3378. There's going to be a lot of people going, I think.
I hope so. And but there's going to be a lot of people going, but they had to be coming back tonight.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, they have to be coming back too. So, all right, let's help Brexton get a ride home.
Anything? Yes.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Anything else? Nothing?
No, that's it.
Well, I hope you have a good weekend.
Yes. We should probably mention, depending on tonight's game, our coverage of K-State basketball for tomorrow. There is a K-State basketball game tomorrow. But if the girls win tonight, we will not be broadcasting that game. If the girls do not win tonight, we will be broadcasting the K-State game tomorrow. And when is that?
So if the girls win tonight, they'll be playing tomorrow night at 6:30. If the girls do not win tonight, we will be playing the K-State game tomorrow night, and it starts at 5 o'clock pregame.
Okay.
So the girls will play at 6:30 if they win tonight, which I have a good feeling. But if not, we'll be playing the K-State game, and that pregame will start at 5 o'clock right here on KQ&K. So no matter what, we're going to give you some basketball tomorrow.
Yes.
So go Blue Jay. Go Lady Jays. I mean, I really do have a good feeling, but no matter what, and the Blue Jay boys and girls, we can be more proud of our teams, all of our sports teams, but our basketball teams right now, getting to the second round of sub-state in and of itself is huge.
Right.
So
right.
Congratulations. We're very proud of you, but go Lady Jays.
Yes.
So we're excited.
Whoop, whoop.
All right. Well, thanks, Mandy.
Thanks, Nat.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. And in the meantime, please don't forget about us tomorrow. Same time, same place for Party Line.